It's the Faith Connection. Here we go, here we go, here we go. It's the Faith Connection Show. And it's here to help you grow. It's the Faith Connection Show. And it's here to help you grow. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. It's the Faith Connection Show. It's the Faith Connection Show. It's giving you motivation, inspiration, revelation. It's giving you motivation, inspiration, revelation. It's the Faith Connection. Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Here we go. Here's an inspirational word from Dr. David Miller before the show begins.
Remember, life is only 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it.
The Faith Connection Show is expanding its territory every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Starting May 29th, it will be heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcasts live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People will tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play. Listen on speaker, Spotify, TuneIn, UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. The Faith Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Faith Connection Show everywhere you go.
It's the Faith Connection.
We have in the studio today with us Quentin Bethay. Quentin is an accomplished musician and, my God, has made tremendous accomplishments to be a 29-year-old musician, writing music, recording music, and producing music, and all of that kind of stuff he's been doing. You know what? He's from Charlotte, North Carolina, and, you know, Quentin, we're just honored to have you with us in the studio today. You work with so many famous people. I don't know if we'll get around to all of them today, but for sure we want our listeners to know who you are and how to reach you, brother, before we close the show, because I think there are a lot of people out there that need to know you.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Miller. It's certainly a pleasure being here.
Well, you know, we ran across Quentin because he produced the song on Ken Hardy's new release, and we had Ken on the show a few weeks ago, and it was just, man, that song is just phenomenal, man. We had a number of people to talk about how people were able to relate to it. It just had a good quality, and the music and the sensitivity in it was unbelievable. And you produced that song?
Yes, yes, I did.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell the audience a little bit about you, a listening audience. Just give us a little bit of your history.
Sure, sure. So I'm Charlotte, North Carolina, born and raised. I was born right here in the city and raised in the church here. I came up at a church off Batesford Road and started playing the piano there in the church at about 10 years old. Mm-hmm. And I just sort of took my gifting and my passion really seriously and just let the Lord take me from there.
My goodness. Now, you also were educated here in the local area. I think you went to Livingstone College, studied music.
Yeah, even before then, I started at really Northwest School of the Arts.
Oh, okay.
Where a lot of local talent really gets a really good footing in theory. And then I went to Berkeley in Boston, and I ended up coming back to finish at Livingstone in Salisbury.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you got your master's
at Longy School of Music in I did it in L.A., but it's in Cambridge.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you've had quite a bit of experience, and man, your resume is so extensive, we'll never be able to get to all of that on here. But I do want to talk to you a little bit about what inspired you to do the song that Ken Hardy just recently put out.
Sure. So before I really get into the song, I just, you know, want to first of all say that Ken is just an amazing person. He's a really good friend. So before I even really heard the song, he and Glenda just have made such an incredible impact on my life that it just so happens that when he calls, music is sort of a second thought. I enjoy fellowship. So he had a song, and he said, "Hey, Quentin, I got this song called I Can Love You Through Anything, and I really want you to take it and make it your own and deliver it how you can really put your heart into it and your soul into it." And when I got the song and was able to listen to the lyrics, I was at a place in my life where immediately the lyrics started speaking to me. So it was kind of easy to draw that portrait out of those lyrics and mm-hmm. what Ken brought to me. So it's another one of our partnerships, and we've been doing them for the last 10 years or so.
Okay. Now, you've recorded yourself quite a few songs. Name a few of the ones that you are very proud of. I know you're proud of all of them, but at least, you know, tell us about a few of the ones that you've done.
Sure. So I had a single that's been running for a while. It's called Thank You for Your Grace. Mm-hmm. Really proud of that one. Came straight out of my soul. I've got another song that I wrote called Greater Than Your Storm. That's going to be actually, I re-recorded it to release it next week, actually. So that's okay. Coming out again.
Okay.
And I've got another song that I did called Vision with a friend of mine, Gregory Daniel, out of San Antonio. And that's another song I'm really proud of. It's been circulating as well, and that's a project we did out in San Antonio. I think we had Zicardi Cortez on it.
Where can they find your music?
You can find me online. Facebook is where I pretty much live these days. Facebook / Quentin Bethea or QuentinBethea.me, my website.
Okay. Now, you write and produce. So do you write for a lot of different artists?
I do. Not as many as I want
okay.
to, but, but I have done mostly production work and arranging mm-hmm. for a lot of different artists.
I know you did some things with Quincy Jones.
Yes, we did work with Quincy through the Grammy Ensemble.
Right.
And that's something I was able to be a part of as a young man. Yeah, we worked with Quincy and Coolio and Ivan Neville and Patty Austin, Oscar right. Peterson before he died.
Okay, you mentioned the Grammys. I know that you were the vocalist and recording artist. You won the Ensemble Award with them in 2006 and 2007.
That's correct.
Okay, and now is that where you met Quincy?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That's where I met him.
And okay.
That was really my first experience in the industry. I was a lot younger than I am now. I'm 29, so that's not saying a lot, I hope. But but that's when I first got my first experiences with them.
Okay, and you were able to play the after parties for the Grammys, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Right. I know you're quite modest, man. You don't like to blow your horn much, but, you know, I know you've been on BET, Sunday's Best, and, God, it's just so many areas that you've been exposed with your music. Now, you've even done something with the NFL, too, right?
Yes, I did Jingle Dreams 2013 with the NFL. And we recorded a tune with Marvin Winans. It's not released, but with he and the Nashville Symphony, and we performed at the NFL Gospel Show and sat front row in the Super Bowl and really enjoyed ourselves out there right next to Kirk, worked with Kirk and Marvin and some others.
Now, you know, that's an awful lot, because I know that was in 2013, I think, that you did that. So being 29 now, you were just breaking the 20 mark in 2013, really. And it's just amazing you've done so much at such a young age. There are a lot of musicians out here that are trying to break the barrier and don't know quite how to do it. Tell us what advice you would give to a young musician just getting started.
Sure. Put the time into it is the main thing I'd say. You know, it's when you find the thing that you're passionate about, invest yourself into it, just sort of throw yourself all the way into it. It'll sort of be a barrier for all the craziness that goes on in the world around you.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back with Quentin Bethea. We want to hear a little bit more about what Quentin is planning to do in the future, and we know he's done an awful lot in the past, but we want to make sure we know some of the great things he's going to be doing.
The Faith Connection Show is expanding its territory every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Starting May 29th, it will be heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcasts live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People will tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play, listen on speaker, Spotify, TuneIn, UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station, The Fave Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Fave Connection Show everywhere you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. It's time for you to speak what you want to see. And if you're with it, then repeat after me. Come on. Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings. Yeah, every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Hey. Yes, sir. I see blessings, blessings. There will be blessings on blessings. Oh, yeah. Blessings, yeah. There will be blessings.
Faith Connection Show is expanding its territory every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Starting May 29th, it will be heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcasts live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People will tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play. Listen on speaker, Spotify, TuneIn, UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. The Faith Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Faith Connection Show everywhere you go.
All right, we're back with Quentin Bethay. Quentin, you know, there was something I wanted to ask you about. You've done some work overseas with International Children's Outreach Fellowship, and I think from 2007 to 2013, is that correct?
Yes, with International Children's Outreach, as well as a couple other ministries. I've been an itinerant workshop director for a while.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so music education really is an area that I'm really called to, and it's a passion for me, specifically going into communities and building apparatuses where mm-hmm. people can come and enjoy music, and also it blessed the community. So I've been blessed to set up workshops in Johannesburg and Cape Town and Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, the Bahamas, Jamaica, and Mexico. So I've been blessed to be able to do that. That's actually something that I'm also looking forward to getting back into later this year.
Okay. And I think you received a few awards for that too as well, right?
I have, yes.
Okay. That's great. Now, you're getting ready. You're planning a tour now, right?
Okay. Yes, I am.
Okay. How many cities? How many?
Oh, that's going to be hard to say. If all goes well, I'll be touring all year.
All year. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're planning this. It's still in the planning stages. And, of course, you're not quite there yet, but almost, huh?
I'll say that it looks really, really good right now. Mm-hmm. It looks the tour looks really, really well.
Okay. Now, the new song that you're debuting very soon, what's the title again?
Do It Again.
Do It Again?
It's called Do It Again.
Okay. And what inspired that?
So it's a song just basically saying what inspired it was experiences that I've had and, mm-hmm. and seeing God's hand moving so strongly in those experiences in the past. Mm-hmm. I just came up with the hook, and it just sort of grew from there.
Oh, okay.
I know he can do it again.
Okay. So that will be released when?
Yeah, May 31st.
May 31st.
Yes.
Okay. Now, how will people get that song?
It will be available on all digital retailers, Spotify, Apple Music.
iTunes?
iTunes. It'll be on iTunes.
Okay. And the radio stations that you're going to stream to?
None.
Okay. Now, did you write and produce this song?
I did.
You did all of it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now, do you actually provide workshops in different areas? I know you're the minister of music in D.C. for
Evangel Cathedral.
Okay. And that's your day job?
Yes.
Okay. And do you do workshops across the country along with that? Or
yes, lots of workshops. In fact, I'm here in Charlotte. Another thing I'm doing is a workshop for a church here. I call them choir tune-ups.
Okay. Now, where is that going to be?
That's going to be at Kingdom Harvest Bible Way Church on Thursday night.
On Thursday night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that like a concert or just internal?
Just an internal workshop for the choir there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So that's not open to the public?
It's not open to the public.
Okay.
Nope.
Good enough. All right. Now, tell us how we would contact you if someone needed your services, because God knows there's so many services here. I don't know how to even name the services so that people, but I do know that you have quite a bit of experience. But if someone wanted to make contact with you or wanted to seek your counsel in putting together a music workshop, whatever the case may be, how would they reach you?
Sure, you can find me online at QuentinBethay.me or on Facebook, Facebook.com/QuentinBethay.
Okay. Now, also, you write music for a lot of people. Do you offer your services as a writer, too, for new talent?
Absolutely. I'll consult for a project and we'll do writing, production, whatever's needed.
Okay. Now, your production company?
We Tribe Media is the name of my production company.
We Tribe
Media? We Tribe. Like We Tribe, like us as a tribe.
Tribe. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. How would they contact you? Would it be the same way or is there a different contact for your production company?
They can just reach right out to me because I am the production company. It's a one-man band.
Okay. And how would they do that? What number? What do you have a...
Sure. You can reach me directly at 980-253-3822.
Okay. Well, I guess we've heard it from Quentin Bethay. And Quentin, I know that you haven't begun to ascend to the heights that you're going to because basically you've already done more than most, you know, at your age. So what would you like to say as we close today? We just been good to have you with us in the studio today. What would you like to?
Well, firstly, the pleasure's been all mine. Thank you so much for this time. And I just want to say, hey, Mom, and I am grateful for this opportunity.
Okay. And Mom is here in Charlotte?
She's here in Charlotte, yep.
Oh, okay. So this is a double tune-up for you. You get a chance to see Mom, eat some Mom's cooking, and then do some workshops, huh?
Oh, yeah. Good loving from Mom is always on time.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thanks again for being with us. We really appreciate you, and we hope that we'll be able to have you back again.
Thank you so much. I would love that very much.
The okay. Faith Connection Show is expanding its territory every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Starting May 29th, it will be heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcasts live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People will tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play. Listen on speaker, Spotify, TuneIn, UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. The Faith Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Faith Connection Show everywhere you go.
Irrevocable decisions, irreversible mistakes, irretrievable conversations, irreplaceable day. What can I do about what's gone? It's like holding on to the fall. It's impossible. Undeniable nature, uncontrollable pain, understandable emotions, unconditional fate. Tell me, what can I do about what's lost? It's like hiding light in the dark. It's impossible. I can't live life in rewind. So I turn my eyes to the moment, and I'm gonna live. I'm gonna live now. I'm gonna live right now. Irrational promises, irrefutable regrets, irreparable damages, irremovable debts. Tell me, what can I do about us then? Like counting dust in the wind. It's impossible. Oh, I can't live life in rewind. So I turn my eyes to the moment. And I'm gonna live. I'm gonna live now. I'm gonna live. I'm gonna live. I'm gonna live right now.
The Faith Connection Show is expanding its territory every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Starting May 29th, it will be heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcasts live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People will tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play. Listen on speaker, Spotify, TuneIn, UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. The Faith Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Faith Connection Show everywhere you go.
Inspiration. revelation. It's a faith connection. Here we go.
Here's the inspirational word from Dr. David Miller before the show begins.
Remember, life is only 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it.
The Faith Connection Show is expanding its territory every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Starting May 29th, it will be heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcasts live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People will tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play. Listen on speaker, Spotify, TuneIn, UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. The Faith Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Faith Connection Show everywhere you go.
It's the Faith Connection.
We have in the studio today with us Quentin Bethave. Quentin is an accomplished musician and, my God, has made tremendous accomplishments to be a 29-year-old musician, writing music, recording music, and producing music, and all of that kind of stuff he's been doing. You know what? He's from Charlotte, North Carolina, and, you know, Quentin, we're just honored to have you with us in the studio today. You work with so many famous people. I don't know if we'll get around to all of them today, but for sure we want our listeners to know who you are and how to reach you, brother, before we close the show, because I think there are a lot of people out there that need to know you.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Miller. It's certainly a pleasure being here.
Well, you know, we ran across Quentin because he produced the song on Ken Hardy's new release, and we had Ken on the show a few weeks ago, and it was just, man, that song is just phenomenal, man. We had a number of people to talk about how people were able to relate to it. It just had a good quality, and the music and the sensitivity in it was unbelievable. And you produced that song?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell the audience a little bit about you, our listening audience. Just give us a little bit of your history.
Sure. So I'm Charlotte, North Carolina, born and raised. I was born right here in the city and raised in the church here. I came up at a church off Batesford Road and started playing the piano there in the church at about 10 years old. Mm-hmm. And I just sort of took my gifting and my passion really seriously and just let the Lord take me from there.
My goodness. Now, you also were educated here in the local area. I think you went to Livingstone College, studied music.
Yeah, even before then, I started at really Northwest School of the Arts.
Oh, okay.
Where a lot of local talent really gets a really good footing in theory. And then I went to Berkeley in Boston, and I ended up coming back to finish at Livingstone in Salisbury.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you got your master's
at Longy School of Music in I did it in L.A., but it's in Cambridge.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you've had quite a bit of experience. And man, your resume is so extensive, we'll never be able to get to all of that on here. But I do want to talk to you a little bit about what inspired you to do the song that Ken Hardy just recently put out.
Sure. So before I really get into the song, I just, you know, want to first of all say that Ken is just an amazing person. He's a really good friend. So before I even really heard the song, he and Glenda just have made such an incredible impact on my life that it just so happens that when he calls, music is sort of a second thought. I enjoy fellowship. So he had a song, and he said, "Hey, Quentin, I got this song called I Can Love You Through Anything, and I really want you to take it and make it your own and deliver it how you can really put your heart into it and your soul into it." And when I got the song and was able to listen to the lyrics, I was at a place in my life where immediately the lyrics started speaking to me. So it was kind of easy to write, to draw that portrait out of those lyrics and what Ken brought to me. So it's another one of our partnerships, and we've been doing them for the last 10 years or so.
Okay. Now, you've recorded yourself quite a few songs. Name a few of the ones that you are very proud of. I know you're proud of all of them, but at least, you know, tell us about a few of the ones that you've done.
Sure. So I had a single that's been running for a while. It's called Thank You for Your Grace. Mm-hmm. Really proud of that one. Came straight out of my soul. I've got another song that I wrote called Greater Than Your Storm. That's going to be actually, I re-recorded it to release it next week, actually. So that's coming out again.
Okay.
And I've got another song that I did called Vision with a friend of mine, Gregory Daniel, out of San Antonio. And that's another song I'm really proud of. It's been circulating as well, and that's a project we did out in San Antonio. I think we had Zacardi Cortez on it.
Where can they find your music?
You can find me online. Facebook is where I pretty much live these days. Facebook / Quentin Bethea or QuentinBethea.me, my website.
Okay. Now, you write and produce. So do you write for a lot of different artists?
I do. Not as many as I want to, but I have done mostly production work and arranging for a lot of different artists.
I know you did some things with Quincy Jones.
Yes, we did work with Quincy through the Grammy Ensemble.
Right.
And that's something I was able to be a part of as a young man. Yeah, we worked with Quincy and Coolio and Ivan Neville and Patty Austin, Oscar Peterson before he died.
Okay, you mentioned the Grammys. I know that you were the vocalist and recording artist. You won the Ensemble Award with them in 2006 and 2007.
That's correct.
Okay, and now is that where you met Quincy?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That's where I met him.
And okay.
That was really my first experience in the industry. I was a lot younger than I am now. I'm 29, so that's not saying a lot, I hope. But but that's when I first got my first experiences with them.
Okay, and you were able to play the after parties for the Grammys, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Right. I know you're quite modest, man. You don't like to blow your horn much, but, you know, I know you've been on BET, Sunday's Best, and, God, it's just so many areas that you've been exposed with your music. Now, you've even done something with the NFL, too, right?
Yes, I did Jingle Dreams 2013 with the NFL. And we recorded a tune with Marvin Winans. It's not released, but with he and the Nashville Symphony, and we performed at the NFL Gospel Show and sat front row in the Super Bowl, and really enjoyed ourselves out there, right next to Kirk. Worked with Kirk and Marvin and some others.
Now, you know, that's an awful lot, because I know that was in 2013, I think, that you did that. So being 29 now, you were just breaking the 20 mark in 2013, really. And it's just amazing you've done so much at such a young age. There are a lot of musicians out here that are trying to break the barrier and don't know quite how to do it. Tell us what advice you would give to a young musician just getting started.
Sure. Put the time into it is the main thing I'd say. You know, it's when you find the thing that you're passionate about, invest yourself into it, just sort of throw yourself all the way into it. It'll sort of be a barrier for all the craziness that goes on in the world around you.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back with Quentin Bethea. We want to hear a little bit more about what Quentin is planning to do in the future, and we know he's done an awful lot in the past, but we want to make sure we know some of the great things that can be done in the future.
The Faith Connection Show is expanding its territory every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Starting May 29th, it will be heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcast live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People will tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play, listen on speaker, Spotify, TuneIn, UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. The Faith Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Faith Connection Show everywhere you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. It's time for you to speak what you want to see. And if you're with it, then repeat after me. Come on. Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings. Yeah, every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Hey. Yes, sir. I see blessings, blessings. There will be blessings on blessings.
blessings. There will be blessings on blessings. Oh, hey, I see blessings, blessings.
The Faith Connection Show is expanding its territory every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Starting May 29th, it will be heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcasts live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People will tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play. Listen on speaker, Spotify, TuneIn, UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. The Faith Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Faith Connection Show everywhere you go.
All right, we're back with Quentin Bethay. Quentin, you know, there was something I wanted to ask you about. You've done some work overseas with International Children's Outreach Fellowship, and I think from 2007 to 2013, is that correct?
Yes, with International Children's Outreach, as well as a couple other ministries. I've been an itinerant workshop director for a while.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so music education really is an area that I'm really called to, and it's a passion for me, specifically going into communities and building apparatuses where mm-hmm. people can come and enjoy music, and also it blessed the community. So I've been blessed to set up workshops in Johannesburg and Cape Town and Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, the Bahamas, Jamaica, and Mexico. So I've been blessed to be able to do that. That's actually something that I'm also looking forward to getting back into later this year.
Okay. And I think you received a few awards for that too as well, right?
I have, yes.
Okay. That's great. Now, you're getting ready. You're planning a tour now, right?
Okay. Yes, I am.
Okay. How many cities? How many?
Ooh, that's going to be hard to say. If all goes well, I'll be touring all year.
All year. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're planning this. It's still in the planning stages. And, of course, you're not quite there yet, but almost, huh?
I'll say that it looks really, really good right now. Mm-hmm. It looks the tour looks really, really well.
Okay. Now, the new song that you're debuting very soon, what's the title again?
Do It Again.
Do It Again?
It's called Do It Again.
Okay. And what inspired that?
So it's a song just basically saying what inspired it was experiences that I've had and, mm-hmm. and seeing God's hand moving so strongly in those experiences in the past. Mm-hmm. I just came up with the hook and it just sort of grew from there.
Oh, okay.
I know he can do it again.
Okay. So that will be released when?
Yeah, May 31st.
May 31st.
Yes.
Okay. Now, how will people get that song?
It will be available on all digital retailers. Uh-huh. Spotify, Apple Music.
iTunes.
It'll be on iTunes.
Okay. And the radio stations that you're going to stream to?
None.
Okay. Now, did you write and produce this song?
I did.
You did all of it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now, do you actually provide workshops in different areas? I know you're the minister of music in D.C. for
Evangel Cathedral.
Okay. Yep. And that's your day job.
Yes.
Okay. And do you do workshops across the country along with that? Or
yes, lots of workshops. In fact, I'm here in Charlotte. Another thing I'm doing is a workshop for a church here. I call them choir tune-ups.
Okay. Now, where is that going to be?
That's going to be at Kingdom Harvest Bible Way Church on Thursday night.
On Thursday night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that like a concert or just internal?
It's an internal workshop for the choir there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So that's not open to the public?
It's not open to the public.
Okay.
Nope.
Good enough. All right. Now, tell us how we would contact you if someone needed your services, because God knows there's so many services here. I don't know how to even name the services so that people, but I do know that you have quite a bit of experience. But if someone wanted to make contact with you or wanted to seek your counsel in putting together a music workshop, whatever the case may be, how would they reach you?
Sure. You can find me online at quentinbethay.me or on Facebook, facebook.com/Quentin Bethay.
Okay. Now, also, you write music for a lot of people. Do you offer your services as a writer, too, for new talent?
Absolutely. I'll consult for a project. We'll do writing, production, whatever's needed.
Okay. Now, your production company?
We Tribe Media is the name of my production company.
We Try?
We Media? Tribe. Like We Tribe, like us as a tribe.
Tribe. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
How would they contact you? Would it be the same way, or is there a different contact for your production company?
They can just reach right out to me because I am the production company. It's a one-man band.
Okay. And how would they do that? What number? What do you have a...
Sure. You can reach me directly at 980-253-3822.
Okay. Well, I guess we've heard it from Quentin Bethay. And Quentin, I know that you haven't begun to ascend to the heights that you're going to, because basically you've already done more than most, you know, at your age. So what would you like to say as we close today? We've just been good to have you with us in the studio today. What would you like to...
Well, firstly, the pleasure's been all mine. Thank you so much for this time. And I just want to say, hey, Mom, and I am grateful for this opportunity.
Okay, and Mom is here in Charlotte?
She's here in Charlotte, yep.
Oh, okay, so this is a double tune-up for you. You get a chance to see Mom, eat some Mom's cooking, and then do some workshops, huh?
Oh, yeah, good loving from Mom is always on time.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thanks again for being with us. We really appreciate you, and we hope that we'll be able to have you back again.
Thank you so much. I would love that very much.
The okay. Faith Connection Show is expanding its territory every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Starting May 29th, it will be heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcasts live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People will tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play, listen on speaker, Spotify, TuneIn, UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. The Faith Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Faith Connection Show everywhere you go.
Irrevocable decisions, irreversible mistakes, irretrievable conversations, irreplaceable day. What can I do about what's gone? It's like holding on to the fog. It's impossible. Undeniable nature, uncontrollable pain, understandable emotions, conditional fate. Tell me, what can I do about what's lost? It's like hiding light in the dark. It's impossible. I can't live life in rewind. So I turn my eyes to the moment. And I'm gonna live. I'm gonna live now. I'm gonna live. I'm gonna live right now. I'm gonna live. I'm gonna live now. I'm gonna live. I'm gonna live right now. Irrational promises, irrefutable regrets, irreparable damages, irremovable debts. Tell me, what can I do about what's been? It's like counting dust in the wind. It's impossible. Oh, I can't live life in rewind. So I turn my eyes to the moment. And I'm gonna live. I'm gonna live now. I'm gonna live. I'm gonna live. I'm gonna live right now. I'm gonna live. I'm gonna live
The Faith Connection Show is expanding its territory every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Starting May 29th, it will be heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcasts live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People will tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play. Listen on speaker, Spotify, TuneIn, UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. The Faith Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Faith Connection Show everywhere you go.
It's the Faith Connection Show. It's here to your mind.